Ock suggests people who oppose student loan debt forgiveness are selfish. By Hannah Blow on August 29, 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, over the weekend defended the Biden administration's plan to cancel a portion of student loan debt, suggesting that those who oppose it are selfish and contending that it is time for people to reject the scarcity mindset that says doing something good for someone else comes at the cost of something for ourselves. In a post to Instagram over the weekend, the far-left radical and longtime advocate for student loan debt cancellation defended the Biden administration's decision to cancel $10,000 to $20,000 for borrowers, suggesting that it is wrong for taxpayers to be angry that their money is going towards others' debts. I've said it before and I'll say it again, not every program has to be for everybody. People with apartments pay for first-time homeowner benefits. Young people pay for Medicare for our seniors. People who take public transit pay for car infrastructure, she claimed, urging Americans to reject the scarcity mindset that says doing something good for someone else comes at the cost of something for ourselves. However, she made no distinction between doing something good for someone privately versus the federal government forcing redistribution of private wealth. An example, if a person is blessed enough to be in a position to have paid off their loans, maybe they have a home and now benefited from the first-time homeowners programs that people crushed by student loans help subsidize when they aren't able to buy a home because of student debt, she claimed, asserting that Americans can support things we won't directly benefit from. Ocasio-Cortez added that the Biden administration's move is just a first step, as she is also thinking about how this still leaves a question mark for those in the highest amounts of debt, who need the most amount of help. In another post, the far-left Democrat continued to bash taxpayers who do not want to pay off student loans that are not their own, comparing them to individuals who do not buy the climate change hysteria of the left, many of whom are complete hypocrites, showing that they do not even really believe it themselves. But in Ocasio-Cortez's mind, those who refuse to go along with the left's ideas are acting selfishly. For example, the rich will not be able to run from climate change, no matter how many may want to believe they can buy their personal way out of it. In light of the ecological, economic, and social challenges we face, our society's ability to triumph and prevail actually depends on our capacity for selflessness over selfishness, she said, scolding people. That's why if you're upset now about student loan forgiveness, you are likely not ready for climate change. You are not ready for your home to be flooded or taken by wildfire, or for a medical emergency to affect your family. Because when crisis finds us, and it always does, it requires us to rely on others, and that will be difficult to non-existent if you spend your life fighting against our capacity to help one another in many other different ways, even if we don't immediately benefit in the short run. If you think this is silly, look at the National Flood Insurance Program, and some are already opposing its expansion and adaptation to the climate crisis, citing similar self-centered framing that others use to oppose loan forgiveness. According to some estimates, Biden's student loan forgiveness plan could cost around $500 billion.